year!
Yo-ho! 2015, boss. It was a fairly hairy year.
Yes, Ringer. The year we staged the recovery.
Aye, it was a staged recovery, all right. Like austerity, standing above on a stage wearing a recovery costume with no underpants. Pure commando.
And I am commando in chief.
Just perish the thought, boss. Perish the thought.
A year of jobs.
For the boys.
A year of tax cuts.
For Apple and Facebook.
Of course, there were bad times, such as the floods, Crossmolyn abandoned. Everything was floating.
Except for Dennis O'Brien's companies. Come on!
What? Who?
And don't forget the Fennelly report there, boss.
Which completely exonerated me of any wrongdoing in the sudden retirement of the Garda Commissioner.
After you sent your chief civil servant round to his house at an ungodly hour.
To administer a friendly back rub.
Stab!
A friendly back rub.
And not to mention Dennis O'Brien, eh?
Sorry, who?
I remember. D.O.B. Dob. Redacted. The whole site surf thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Ringer.
Dinny's company installs the water meters after Big Phil gave them the contract.
I've never heard of a Denise O'Byrne.
Harry, you know Lowry and the mobile phone license. The tribunal report by Mariarty.
This is no time to be quoting Sherlock Holmes now, Ringer. Come on.
We'll come back to that later, boss, when you're ready for it. Anyway, the year started with Leo Varroka doing the interview about the thing.
What a country I've developed, Ringer, that a Minister for Health in Catholic Ireland in this day and age could actually be popular.
You could sense through in the radio interview that this was a person aiming for a higher office.
Yes, Miriam for President.
Ha ha,
first there was the interview with Miriam, but then there was the interview with Marion and James Riley.
Poor old Dicey Riley is getting all the blame.
People out there are absolutely furious, aren't they, Leo?
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I feel the pain and hurt of people.
I mean, it must be awful for you to be surrounded by such incompetent colleagues, or so we're told. Day in, day out. Sit up properly, James Riley, will you?
That's not fair.
No wonder we've an obesity crisis when people can't even sit up straight. Look at Leo's posture. It is absolutely perfect.
Hang on, he got the nice chair. I got this dirty...
Right, well, we don't have time for this now.
Hold on a second.
There we have to leave it, and we wish you all the best at the Christmas parties and the fancy dress and all that. Yeah. I presume, Dr. Leo, you'll be going as George Clooney from ER.
Oh, gosh, I'm terribly embarrassed, Marion, because I'm so humble and handsome.
Pass the sick bag.
Whereas you, James Riley, I presume, are going as Chewbacca.
I hear that's not fair now.
Can I just say, Marion, in relation to Christmas parties, that alcohol costs the HSC about 10 million euro a year?
We should really tone down those executive dinners. Well, hardly a laughing matter, it has to be said. Right, there we have to leave it. And thank you very much for coming in, Dr. Leo.
Thank you, Marion.
And James Riley.
It's ridiculous.
We'll take a break.
Bloody chair was broken.
Oh, yeah, that was like that when I got here as well.
There's no doubt the cranberry stuff would be my favourite coleslaw of the year.
Dead.
Oh, sorry.
Alive.
Sport of the year. We start with golf and Greg Allen.
That's right, Des. Another spectacular year for four-time major winner Rory McIlroy.
Well, he didn't win any majors, but there was a huge legal battle which he had to settle out of court for $25 million.
And I, for one, would consider it the honour of my lifetime if I was ever personally sued by Rory McIlroy.
Just remind us how he did in the US Open there, Greg.
Well, if you insist, he shot a third round of 70, which left him four over par.
If you don't understand golf, that means Rory had a new girlfriend this year.
Well, thanks, Des. Another great year for Rory McIlroy.
And he got engaged to her as well there just before Christmas.
Don't talk about that, Des.
No?
Greg Allen, something in my eye.
All right. Joe Brawley, how do you think the year went?
Of course, the G is the greatest spurt in the world. Of course, it went okay. You know, I was calm and composed for most of the year.
Except when you insulted Marty.
I want to talk about Tyrone and the dirty tactics of Tyrone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, what happened there is an absolute... I'll give an example of the poor sporting attitude of people in Tyrone.
Is it the hair thing?
I mean, take the Rose of Tralee, okay?
Well, that's
take the Rose of Tralee.
Yeah.
When the Tyrone Rose found out that the Mead Rose had won, she threw herself on the ground, pretended to be injured, and had the Monaghan Rose sent off.
Very good. Pat Splad, Kerry lost the All-Ireland final to Dublin, of course.
Well, it was a championship of serious intensity, Des, and the Kerry people just decided we'd take a bit of a holiday this year.
Right. Brian Cody joins us on the line. Brian, can Kerry just keep winning the hurling championships? What does the future hold?
Well, sure, look, Des, you know, we like to let teams play for at least 7 or 8 minutes and then hurl them so hard they have bits of slitters in their stool. But, you know, Galway put up a bit of an old defence there for a few minutes. TJ Reid nearly broke a sweat in the second half. that. But look, right. I've managed them to seven All-Irelands now. Well,
it's 11 now, Brian.
Is it that many? Well,
they go
by very quick, sure. Oh. You know, I just use the spare ones to butter me toast nowadays, you know.
Right, thanks, Brian. Cody Bannister of Kilkenny after their 1,017th All-Ireland win. Ireland... soccer have qualified for the Euro 2016. Eamon Dunphy joins me.
Eamon does. I'm so happy for these set of players.
Yeah.
I always said they were going to qualify.
Except when you didn't.
I think Martin O'Neill is wonderful.
You hated him before.
I've always said that.
It makes me so emotional.
Oh, no.
And I think of this kind country.
Okay.
And the thing
we have to go, Eamon.
I love Wes Hoolan.
Oh, Jesus.
Without him, we are nothing.
Yeah, we have to go. Let's remind ourselves of TV3's glorious coverage of the Rugby World Cup 2015.
Now, the match is about to start, so we'll take a break. Welcome back to the Rugby World Cup here on TV3. I'm Matt Cooper, brought to TV3 in association with Cooper's Beer, Australia's family-owned brewery. Now we go to Keith Wood, who's here in association with Woodies. Argentina, Keith Wood, what do you make of this game today?
Well, Argentina are like Ron Seal's quick-drying wood stain.
Thank you for that analysis. It's time for another break.
Can I go to the toilet?
Yeah, this ad break is 10 minutes long, so you can even have a number two. Brought to you in association with Andrex, the quality tissue.
And we're back. Matt, we're back from the ad break.
Okay, thank you for the ad break there. You're watching the Rugby World Cup. Just a reminder as well that later on, don't miss Exposé Live backstage at the One Directioner concerts at the TV3 Arena in association with Quick Soup. Our ad breaks are so long, you can have 15 Quick Soups. Hey, now finally we can go to our rugby panel. I've lost the Wikipedia page. I don't know who this fella is. You just talk there for a while anyway.
Well, Matt, you know, we've got a real big challenge on our hands today.
Hold on, I haven't done the funny bit, which is brought to you in association with Power City. No tries for you, Argentina. Bit of humour there. Quick ad break again.
Colin kicks the year.
Now, sights and redact became... Sorry, you're not actually still bleeping this out, Artie, are you? Okay, anyway, as I was saying, Siteserve and redacted became some of the buzzwords of 2015, except in media organisations owned by Dennis O'Brien, who implemented Operation Siteswerve, in which radio stations and newspapers under his control were less enthusiastic about the story than other media outlets. RTE was sued after trying to release details of Dennis O'Brien relationship with IBRC. The ensuing controversy raised the ire of members of the public, many of whom consider Dennis O'Brien to be a complete and utter b**t. Here's a reminder of that glorious summer of DOB Redacted.
Out now in record stores, the greatest hits collection from Dennis O'Brien that you were never supposed to hear, with some unforgettable duets.
And the one I met you, it was love at first sight.
When we showed up in New York, gave the press a good fright.
Then they all knew,
oh yeah,
there was something going on.
You might be an exiled dinny, but you're a patriot of my heart.
IBRC, that is what we are. No transparency, how can we be wrong? IBRC, it's another world, and we rely on each other. Aha, from one ego to another. Aha,
I love you, Dennis.
And featuring the smash hit duet, Dennis O'Brien and Catherine Murphy sing the IBRC Interest Blues.
You say reduction and I say redaction.
You say injunction and I say infraction.
Injunction.
Infraction. Reduction.
Redaction. Let's call the whole thing off. Or else...
Do you even harder? Well, the substantive issue of 2015...
You've got the wrong teeth in again, Jerry.
The substantive issue is the constant harassment by the authorities and the media of Thomas Slab Murphy.
Now, apparently this time they weren't looking for some tax, they were looking for some tax.
With respect, Slab Murphy is a good Republican.
But a terrible accountant.
Anyway, as champions for the working classes and the welfare state...
Except in the north where we cut their benefits.
We are staunch opponents of greedy capitalist corporations.
Except when we benefit from their cash at fundraisers in New York.
And corporations like Volkswagen were in scandal this year, lying about their fuel emissions.
I mean, if they really want a clean diesel, there's a few boys in the South Armagh that could have really sorted them out, what?
but the most disgusting stitch up of Republicans was that report released that claimed Sinn Féin is still controlled by the IRA.
And we held a special meeting of the party in October.
The score. Right. And let that be the end of it, okay?
Why is that man under the table telling you what to say?
Mary Lou.
Aye, there
you
is.
You know, that is not the substantive issue here.
Hang on.
Deny it, Jerry.
So I utterly deny your accusation.
What? You're just saying what he says.
There is no person under the table, anyone with information
really?
About...
Well, then it won't matter if I do this, then.
No,
Ouch,
that hurt.
For God's sake, Jerry, I'm not here.
I don't know who you're talking about, Mary Lou.
That man, Jerry.
Yeah.
The one I just kicked with me Pamela Scott ankle boots.
There's nobody under the table. I was never in the IRA. The moon landings never occurred.
Grand, so.
Where are you going, Mary Lou?
Just going to nip out to the shops.
All right.
See if I made the What's Hot page and on Full Block this week.
Huh? I could do a 20 major.
Mary Lou, is there any chance at all that you could
it's
get
okay.
me...
It's okay. I heard him.
I don't think she's convinced.
I don't think she's convinced.
I know. Look, I'm heading out. You fancy a pint, Jerry?
Oh, no, you know I never really touch a pint.
I'm gumming for one here, Jerry.
But now that I think about it, I could just have the one.
Not just one, for God's sake.
Let's go for a couple of pints, Pierce.
The marriage referendum was a huge thing in Ireland this year, but no one in RT was allowed to say anything that they actually felt, even though we all knew what they felt.
But I announced I was voting yes and I carried the mammy vote, so I did.
Anyway, yeah, the bandwagon was creaking with the celebs, jumping on the yes equality bandwagon.
I make documentaries.
Who what? Sorry, Vogue, this isn't the part where we review all the terrible television. This is hard current affairs about events of the year and all.
As we all know, anyone who's rich and pretty is a great journalist.
The yes equality celebrations were like a huge Marty's party that could be seen from space.
And even though I was absent for most of the campaign, I arrived bang on time to take all of the media plaudits and the credit for improving Ireland and my bank balance.
I'm Marty, and I like to party.
I'm Vogue, and I like to, What rhymes with Vogue?
Pogue my Vogue.
Anyway, yeah, okay, yeah. The rules in the referendum meant equal airtime, of course, to the yes and a no side of the marriage equality debate, which, of course, led to farcical debates on radio and television and so on. Where am I now? Oh, yeah, thanks. Good luck.
Anyway, turning to you first, pal, Panty. What is this referendum all about? Go.
I'm not Panty. I'm Breeda.
Are you sure?
Completely, yes. Breeda, lovely, middle-class O'Brien. No relation to Dennis.
Well, I thought you could be Panty, or so I'm told. What about you, Breeda? Are you Breeda as well?
No, I'm Panty. When I'm at work, at my bar,
right,
which is on Capel Street. Come on down for happy hour. If you don't, that feels oppressive.
Right, you look more like a breeder to me. Anyway, you with the hair.
Me?
You've 10 seconds to say why you're against all this. Go.
Well, I think every child deserves to have a mother and a father. And it feels to me that if they don't, family is at the heart
right.
of society.
9, 10 seconds. Time is up.
Yeah, but nobody could actually hear me because
well,
you were...
Well, it doesn't matter. It has to be said. You had your 10 seconds.
It's so unfair.
Now, you there in the loud T-shirt that's promoting all the things you're selling.
Yes.
Why are you in favour? In the yes corner, go.
I feel as a man who's as a meat person, check myself.
9, 10 seconds. Time is up.
Oppressive.
This isn't fair, Marion. He got 12 seconds of coughing. The biased liberal media only gave me 10.
Sorry. Now, it has to be said, we can't wait for this referendum to end so we can all go back to some good old-fashioned Sinn Féin bashing. Back after the break.
Colin kicks the year!
Hello, I'm Tony Blair, former British Prime Minister and assistant to George W. Bush.
I'm Ed Miliband, and I'm not looking so bad now, Labour, am I?
I think it's important for people to understand
yep.
this time of the year to remember the true meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I take the message of Christ very seriously. So seriously that, you know, during my term in office, I did my level best to bomb the Middle East back to the same state it was in when Jesus was born.
But today, we've come together to mourn the death of the Labour Party.
And it's all because of Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of Labour being led by a socialist goes completely against New Labour's beliefs.
And completely against my beliefs, although I just copied those from my brother.
So here, my dear people, is the final nail in the coffin of New Labour. Yep. David Cameron's victory speech from earlier this year, at the start of May, after the general election.
So today, I'd like to thank the people who made this stunning election victory for the Conservative Party possible. Firstly, to Ed Miliband. Thank you for not being your brother. We all make mistakes, Ed, and let's face it, even you're half human. I'd like to thank Russell Brand. You know, having Russell Brand on your side is a bit like being endorsed by Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un, so he did the job in Labour for us. My thanks also to Nigel Farage, and more importantly to his barman, for keeping him out of the only race he had any respect for. Now together we embark on another 5 years of totally ignoring Scotland and an in-out referendum on the EU. But don't worry, we've practiced our scaremongering the last referendum, so we have it down to a fine art now. And those Scots can go back to drinking and eating sheep's stomachs for all I care, though, in their defence, it's not quite as bad as what they do to the sheep in Wales. Mostly, though, I'd like to thank you, the British people, for ensuring that we've the most unfair, the most unrepresentative, the most ridiculous voting system in the world, which ensures that I can return to Downing Street with a fraction of the votes that I'd need in a proper democracy. Promise, up yours, and thank you. No questions.
Coming up in part two of Callum Kicks the Year, Ray Darcy's Jack Nicholson moment, Alan Kelly and Vincent Brown.
Three, two, one, happy new year! Oh, whoa, sorry, hold on. Suffering from premature celebrations there. Ha ha ha, great! Anyway, Tubbs here. Chim chimney, yes, the toy show highlight of the year, of course. The other telly highlights was the Saturday. Okay, promise I said I'd do this with a straight face. Ha, what a name of Jiminy were you thinking of? Anyway, Ray Darcy started his own chat show. And, it went just as well as you'd expect.
Good lined up for this week. Want some heavy hitters now after last week's mess?
Yeah, of course, Ray. We're flying in Daniel Craig.
Yay! Oh, well done. Great stuff. Hang on. This is not some bloody lookalike, is it? You know, like the one we had last week. What were we thinking? Oh, my God.
Actually, it is another lookalike. But this one is really good, Ray. You know, and if we introduce
No way. No can do. It's like offering viewers a Thai holiday, which then turns out to be a holiday in a Thai. God forbid.
Wow.
Not that there is a God, of course. You know, make sure there's no mention of the God thing.
Do you know what that Thai idea isn't bad at all?
Feck off. I'm not having it. You know, I'm sick of hearing the jokes about new law for television as fake Jack Nicholson interviewed by fake Ryan Tuberty, i.e. me. What else we got?
Let's see. We do have an interview lined up with Maureen O'Hara.
Yeah, good. Like it. Wait a minute. Did she not die last week? Or?
Oh, yeah, no, she did. Yeah, may she rest in peace and everything.
What?
But we have a medium coming in who claims she can contact her via a seance. It'd be very interesting to see if she can get us some other big names, you know. It's Halloween night.
I don't know.
That would really save us a lot of money on appearance fees, right?
I don't believe this, you know. Please tell me you have some real living people on the show tomorrow night, or I'm just gonna.
Right, well, we do have Adele coming in for a chat and a song.
Adele, yeah, it's no Paolo Nutini, but Adele is great. Not a lookalike, is it?
No, this is the real Adele.
Wow, the real Adele. Okay, that's good.
Adele King, yeah.
What?
Used to be known as Twink.
What?
Apparently, she wants to talk about losing the laptop she was given for her 50th birthday. Gosh, she's not losing the house or the dog.
Hold on a second. You're basically telling me that all we have tomorrow night is Twink. Are you serious? Twink.
Yeah, it's going to work really, really well, Ray. You know,
I just have to do some trademark forced laughter to stop myself going completely insane.
And then after Twink, we've Nuala Carey.
Yeah, of course. Of course we have.
Smash 2015.
Oh, thank God, that year is over, Alan.
Yeah, smash it. You know, don't call me AK-47 for nothing. I'm
yes, out. Okay, calm down. Huh? We're 9% in the polls. 9%. That's real progress.
Hold on, I thought you said there were 10% gains. What happened to 1%? We lost to 1%.
I know, after all we did for this country.
Smash it.
I mean, we brought the most progressive government in history.
Yeah.
Me, the first female Labour leader. Leo Varadkar, the first openly gay minister. And you, Alan, the first openly Balshi minister.
AK-47, smash it.
Still. It could be worse.
How could it possibly be any worse?
We could be stuck in Fianna Fáil with their gender quota problems.
Smash it!
because of the gender quota, we have too many Mickeys in the party.
Oh, yeah.
We need to reduce the number of Mickeys.
Sounds painful.
Obviously, there are some very important Mickeys which have to stay completely.
Sure, but, don't I know.
We really need to do something about the gender quota.
Right.
Because we don't have enough lovely ladies with their lovely bottoms. Right. And their lovely transfers. And
I guess it.
Lovely.
I understand.
Okay.
What are we going to do?
Well, I'm just reading in the paper about
this whole new
phenomenon about being gender fluid.
What's gender fluid?
You have a sort of a fluid gender identity.
Or by the kid.
Some are Hample. Brendan Smith will wear a lovely off-shoulder Debenhams small black number, which really brings out the contours of his backside. And Eamon O'Queeve, of course, will wear some kind of petticoat from the Victorian era, in keeping with his own persona.
That's right.
And of course, you'll be wearing.
Well, hang on, I'm not shaving the moustache now, Mickey.
You'll get to keep your moustache, will you? Because you'll be running as a member of the Irish Country Women's Association going forward. As for myself, I'll be Michal on Monday, Michelle on Tuesday. That's Machiavellian politics
going forward. Kicks the year!
We now go to the story of Gorse Hill in Killiney, County Dublin.
Fabulous.
The mansion where Brian O'Donnell and his posh family were finally thrown out.
So sad.
In a case where the fat cats once and for all got their comeuppance.
In a scene reminiscent of the Great Irish Famine.
What?
Poor defenceless family were tossed out by a heartless bang
who were doing a job on behalf of the taxpayer to get these idiots out.
In the case of Caveat Emptor.
Anyway, TV3 were there.
Excuse me, I have an appointment with UTV Ireland.
I thought you were no longer...
Well, not actually on it, per se.
Yeah.
I just have an appointment to watch UTV Ireland.
You'll be the only one.
It's day 47 in the Big Brother Gorse Hill house. Blaise is in the West Wing kitchen and loses her rag with the bank's solicitors.
Yeah, watch yourselves. Like, the Inda says, like, I'm a style icon and, like, style icons need seasonal accommodation.
Mammy O'Donnell is in the south-facing jacuzzi and says they only failed the bank agreement challenge because they were bamboozled.
We were so bamboozled. I mean, they made us fill in all of these forms. So many forms. Frightfully.
Daddy O'Donnell has been called to the diary room.
Oh, hello, Big Brother.
Brian, you have been served with a judgment of 71 million against you. Please leave the Big Brother house.
But I just got here from my other pad in London. Oh, blasted, you made me spill my Manhattan, damn
Brian,
you.
The bank was given back the property 3 years ago. You are really taking the piss.
I'm broke. I need the support of my children, who are lucky to have some token memories of the childhoods, like a few cars, the yacht, that first edition of Ulysses. I don't even have a chopper.
The autumn budget speech in 2015 was so unremarkable that no one would remember it happened, were it not for the radio phone-in with Michael Noonan and Brendan Howland on Today with Sean O'Rourke. David Wavin pipes, RT News.
Go straight to Dave in Ballybrack, unemployed and low on credit. Good morning, Dave.
You fellas in government have some neckiness to try and buy us off with the pittances after years of taking the...
Hold on there now, Dave, you see.
You've been taking the...
With the fiscal responsibility, we last many millions and billions over the years, thanks to electricals, and we're trying to put the millions and billions back into
economy. Fairness, at least you have done your best, Minister Noonan. I respect your integrity in the way...
And Dave, don't forget, the Labour Party managed to get the Christmas bonus back...
How bleeding dare you? Labour, you broke all your promises.
No.
You destroyed this country,
Hold on.
Dave's credit and his nerve is gone there. Bessie, a widow in Cork, good morning to you, Bessie.
Morning, Bessie.
I'm just terribly upset altogether, Sean.
Right.
You know, the way they take money off us for 4 years running.
Well, Bessie, that wasn't our fault.
Shame on you, Minister.
With respect, there were millions and billions taken out of the economy and we're trying to stage a recovery.
Well, I know you are, Michael. God bless you. You know, you've had your own problems in this and without you, I don't know what sort of state the whole country would be
in. Don't forget, Bessie, that Labour increased your food allowance in this particular
budget. Don't you speak to me at all, you monster!
All right, Minister, try not to upset the guest. She's an elderly woman.
Sorry about that, Bessie. You're all right there, love.
Anyway, Michael, I have relatives in Lochiel where you go up. You might know the Murphys down there at all, would you?
Sure, there's millions and billions of Murphys down there.
Oh, my God, you're a hoot, Michael. God be good. I'll get by in the few quid you gave me. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bessie.
Be quiet, you monster!
Colin kicks the year!
One of the features of 2015 was the emergence of new political parties, like the one by Lucinda Creighton. Oh, sorry, I'll read that one again. Lucinda Creighton, though I preferred it the first time, who finally made a decision by announcing the name of her new party, Renew Ireland. After 2 years of mindless interviews and media opportunities, the best she could come up with was something that sounds like an unpleasant kidney disease.
Lucinda, what exactly are your policies?
Look at you with all your crazy questions.
I'm mad.
Can't you just take a photo of me staring majestically into the middle distance in Sandymount and put it on the front page and just move on?
Could you just tell us about the policies?
Of course I could. I've read all of them.
Yes, but what are they?
Oh, well, change.
Yes.
Difference. What? Entrepreneurs.
No.
Dynamic.
Lucinda.
New. Family.
Oh, dear.
Change.
Lucinda.
Syria.
No, they're just words, Lucinda.
Are you sure? They sound like policies.
What are you going to do about tax?
Tax. Oh, yes. This is a good one.
Yes.
We're going to make poor people pay all of it.
A flat tax. Flat tax.
For people who live in flats.
No.
Lucinda, what are Renew's plans for the election?
Oh, that'll be linked to figures and maths.
Yes.
I'll let Eddie take this one.
Right. Well, in the short term, we have to focus on posters. So we'll be blitzing the country. Every bus stop, every lamppost, every billboard will have a picture of me on it.
Does this mean that you're going to be a candidate now, Eddie?
Oh, God, no. I'm too busy having my photograph taken.
Okay, everyone, that's enough renewing for today. Come back next week when we'll be shaking a magic eight ball to decide our policy on housing.
And so, Ringer,
yes,
we come to the end of 2015.
My God.
I reflect on 40 years in the Dáil.
Yo-ho.
5 years as Taoiseach of this country.
5 brilliant years, Taoiseach. It's been a fairly good year again.
It was 2011.
Great times, boss.
It was a very good year.
Oh, election 11, woohoo!
We got rid of Fianna Fáil and the bloody Greens, the biggest government yet seen.
A 5-pipe plan.
I even shook hands with the Queen.
Oh, you did.
Rubbed Obama's speech on College Green.
Well, I wouldn't bring that up again now, but...
It was a very good year.
Oh, yes, it was.
The year was 2012. It was a fairly good year.
Not bad at all, no.
There was no Irish water yet, or sight serve, but German budgets were so lean. They turned Gilmore's face green.
Gilmore Gills.
With all the austerity seen. It was the final good year.
Oh, yes.
The year was 2013. Irish water came upon the scene.
Oh, bad times, Taoiseach.
There were write-offs and deals that I be or fickin' see. Our promises and dreams.
Oh, God.
Began to lose their sheen.
That's right.
It was the worst it's ever been.
No doubt about it.
In the year 2013.
And it got worse.
Soon it was 2015. Labour were down on their knees.
Job bridge, John.
These were good days for dubs and colourful games and budget giveaways.
The Mayo curse continues.
We were buying all your votes. But still Labour had no hope.
Think of the chance.
Oh, they won't see another year. Can't wait till 2016. It will be the very best year.
Fine Gael, 2 in a row.
I'll be the greatest blue shirt since Garrett Fitzgerald. The end of Labour it will herald.
It's Alan Kelly's fault.
Sure, there's no one else to blame.
That's for sure.
He'll vote for the same old same.
Thank God.
Just don't vote Sinn Féin.
Shamon.
To the Kellens Kicks team, Ronan O'Reilly, James Cotter, Lisa Garvey, Graeme Keyes, Fiona Looney, John Moynes, Paddy Murray, Jerry McBride, Barry McEnany, Camille Ross, Willie Ryan and Stephen Shields. Kellens Kicks will return.